Now, I'm joined on the line by Fiona McCausland. Fiona, are you well today?
I'm very well. Thank you, Declan.
It's lovely to have you here. I've asked you offline, but I might as well ask you online. McCausland, it's a new name to me. Scottish, I'd say.
Yes, it is. It's the west of Scotland originally, but I've been over here in Ireland since 1990, so I am now also an Irish citizen, so I have pure Celtic blood running through my veins at this stage.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, we're going to talk, it's a difficult topic, divorcing, separating, living apart. But the Family Mediation Service, I think, is one of those sort of unsung organisations in Ireland, because for years, as I say, I haven't dealt with people with families splitting up. There is an awful lot goes on in these situations. And I often think you're probably one of the services that is underutilised. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. You know, the Family Mediation Service at the Legal Aid Board, it provides completely free family mediation services for families, you know, married, cohabited, same-sex relationship, you know, divorcing, separating, living apart, really everything. And, you know, a particular area that we focus on is the emotional effects of divorce, separation and living apart, and how it affects children and how it affects you, and what you need to consider for the future. And the most amazing thing about that is we're almost 40 years old, and it was the first service of its type in the world publicly funded. So Ireland was the first country in the world to fully publicly fund this kind of service. So it is underknown, and this is why we're looking at the callback service, and this is what we're launching in Cork and around the country. So for anybody who wants to know more about our service, if you go to www.legalaidsboards.ie, you'll be able to put in your contact details and we will be able to call you back. So we are truly trying to sort out that issue of not being well known enough.
Yeah. And I mean, as I say, you know, when people are breaking up, they always sort of say, oh, we're going to do it very amicably and we're going to do it for the children's sake. We're not going to get angry with each other and it's all going to be lovey-dovey. But it never is. I mean, the stuff hits the fan and then suddenly the thing goes all wrong and it can get quite vicious at times. So it's good to have somewhere to go.
Yes, it is. And, you know, we're a place that understands that. You know, mediation is a conflict-resolving process. We know that all of us, every single one of us, when we're faced with a difficult time in life and, you know, separating, end of relationships, working out how a family will function beyond that, is one of the toughest. And of course it's tough. Of course it's difficult to manage that, as you say, in a civilised way. And one of the strongest hallmarks of the service, and one that attracted to me in the first place as a family mediator originally, was the compassion that a mediator shows towards that particular fact, that we all want to do the right thing, but sometimes we just find it really hard. But that doesn't mean it's not possible. It just means you need to be with the right person, in the right room, looking at the right things to find a way forward.
Yeah, but let's just start at the beginning. Say I am in a relationship and say it's in trouble and we're thinking of splitting up. What do I do?
Okay, well, as I said already, you can go on to legalaidboards.ie and put in your details there. Or you can actually phone our office in Cork and talk to one of our staff there who will be able to talk with you as well. And what we will then do for you is tell you about mediation. So anybody out there who wants to just know whether it's the right place can actually hear, first of all, from us what mediation is, what it's all about, and can talk through whether it is the right place right now. So that's the first step. The second step is you register with us. And if you register with us and the other party registers with us, you then meet a mediator. And then the process kind of goes on from that point.
Yeah, I mean, because the alternative here is that I go to my solicitor, she goes to her solicitor, and then we're suddenly stuck in sort of near the twain shall meet stuff.
That's right. That's absolutely right. You see, one of the things is, listen, all of us, when we are really kind of struggling to talk to somebody or, you know, we're arguing about something, we don't want to have to sit in the same room as somebody else. We'd much rather give the whole problem over to somebody else to sort out for us. But, you know, as a doctor, quite often the very thing you need to make you better is the very thing you don't want to have to take or do. And the start, phoning our service and actually talking to a mediator and developing a bit of trust with the mediator helps you take a step into that different place, that safe room, where you can then talk through. And, you know, it's amazing. You start to realise that sitting down with the other person and talking about the finances or talking about the kids or whatever, it actually becomes possible. Whereas if you do get into a situation where you're talking through your solicitors all the time, now listen, solicitors are marvellous. They have their role and they have their place. But, you know, most of the time, talking with each other is going to be better for you than talking through two other people. Because you still want to be a good parent to your kids. You still want to be able to work out what to do with the family home, how to work out money. And you're the experts in your own life. People listening to this radio station know what they want their future to be. And really, in terms of the mediation service, we're putting out a hand and saying, well, let us help you work that out for yourselves, because you're more than able. And you will know yourself at the end of the day that you've done this. You've worked at it together, and it gives you confidence that you can then manage your future.
Okay. Now, just say you go through the process and you come to an agreement at the end. Is that agreement sort of legally binding, or can people get out of it at that stage?
Okay. So, well, the first really interesting thing about any mediation agreement or a mediated settlement is it's twice as likely to last, simply because the people themselves have made that deal. And that's a very important thing to realise. You only ever get into court because you're disagreeing. So if you make an agreement and you've gone through those phases with the mediator and they've structured it all, you're more than likely going to keep it. And if you need to re-look at it, you can come back into the mediation service to renegotiate that. However, marriage is a legal contract. And if you want to divorce, you have to legally divorce. So you can take your mediated settlement to your solicitors, and the solicitors will be able to progress that into court. But, you know, the courts will deal with it very straightforwardly, because you're going in with a complete package. The other area of work we do in the office in Cork is a very, very experienced at doing this there. There's quite the team of mediators. There's Nola, Mary, Karen, Breda, and Orla. They're there. They've got a lot of experience of working with courts, pathways into court. So you can also have a mediated agreement that ultimately is court-ordered. You know, you leave our doors with your mediated agreement, you go down to the courthouse, and they will take it in and stamp it, and that way it can be a court order. So there are two or three different ways you can legalise it. But the heart of the agreement is you keeping it. That's the most important part about it, and that's the lasting piece of it.
Yeah. Now, what about a situation which may happen where we'll say one partner wants to go through mediation and the other one's a little bit dragging their feet? Is that a difficult one?
Oh, it's also quite normal. You know, if I think back to all the years of mediating, I don't think there are many occasions where both parties arrive into the room at the same point, you know, as the other. One of the things that we do as a service is we always keep our doors open. So if one person is registering and the other person's not quite ready to register, or maybe registers and changes their mind, that's okay. We can wait. But what we find, and this is something, it's one of the things that attracted me to mediation in the first place, and I actually had a background in workplace negotiation, really coming into mediation, is that, you know, you might not want to walk in that door. The other party might really not want to go to mediation, and you might be thinking, oh, glory be, what we're going to do. But, you know, the funny thing is, these things have to be sorted out one way or the other. And pretty much, I've always found as a mediator, both parties end up at the table. You know, sometimes you need to be a wee bit patient. We see that in sort of, you know, the Northern Irish situation. We see that around the world. People ultimately do need to sit down and talk. And if you open that door and you make that available, ultimately both parties will come to the table.
Okay. But for both parties to come to the table, both parties have to be totally upfront with you. Do you come across a situation where somebody, usually the male, I'll give out about my species here, usually the male will be hiding things that he has that he doesn't want her to know about?
Well, do you know something? think we all do a wee bit of hiding, to be honest. I think that, you know, particularly when you're meeting somebody for the first time, in this case your mediator, we're very upfront about that. The first thing we're looking at is, can you trust us? Can you trust the mediator that you're going to work in a room with? And that's where we start. And if you come and you sign your mediation agreement to work with us, then we're building trust all the time. And the piece you're talking about, you know, is that's really the finances you're talking about. So yes, we do expect people to agree to full disclosure, and they go off and they fill in all their finances and they come back in. And, you know, I've had quite a number of occasions I've sat in the room and I've looked at the figures, and the family mediator is an interesting character because we're the only one generally that has both sides in the room with all the finances. And when you put it all up on the flip charts and you go, I'm just interested, there's a lot of holiday expense here, but it doesn't quite match with the income up there. Or what do you want to do for your children in terms of your future? And, you know, if the money's not there, your children can't go to do their football or their ballet or whatever it is. And, you know, again, I use the word compassion. I would use it again now. We help people to understand that money's not about something you hold on to. Money is about something that makes your family work better, and you are entitled. You know, people tend to hide things when they're fearful of having their needs met. And so what we're looking to do in mediation is say, look, your needs and interests are as important as everybody else. So if we get all the money onto the flip chart, if you bring in all of the information about your finances, we can help you make this work better for all of your family. Now, we're not foolish. We know that doesn't happen always. And, you know, if at the end of the day somebody is not disclosing their full finances, well, that is where they have to end up going into the legal route. And that can be more expensive. So it's a wee bit of a kind of fool's errand.
Exactly. You know? And Fiona, tell me, I'll leave you, I'll stop the hard questions in a minute now, but Fiona, tell me,
right.
What about if there's a significant other involved? So if it's a split up and then one partner has another, does that complicate issues an awful lot?
It depends, really, for the couple. You know, it complicates not so much for the mediator because, you know, as a mediator, we're there for whatever needs to be talked about, whatever needs to be discussed. I think what you find, or certainly my experience with working with a couple where there might be a third party, there can be an awful lot of hurt, an awful lot of betrayal, an awful lot of real distrust. And really, for us, in terms of the mediation role, we're saying, well, so what do you need to talk? It needs to be talked out. That's what really what I'm saying. You know, one of the things about this, and this is just me from my own experience as a mediator, the person that's hurt and been done to, shall we say, doesn't want to hold on to that for the rest of their life, doesn't want to be still dealing with that in 10 years' time. So it's as much in their interest as it is that the other person, it's talked out and there's some kind of understanding reached. And, you know, you can't do anything about the past, but you can do a lot about how you're living in the future. And children still want mam and they still want dad to be there to love them and to love back. And my experience of a third party within those kind of situations, the thing that concerns us most of all is that the children are cared for, that the children get time with dad, the children get time with mam, and any third party that might come and go, honour and respect the fact that these children need their parents to be parenting. And that's where it can get difficult if that's affected. But, you know, one of the things with family mediation is we're very child-focused, and we tend to call out a lot of that. That's somewhere that we wouldn't be so impartial, but we're partial for trying to help people to be the best parents they can be, regardless of what else is going on in their lives.
Absolutely fabulous. Look, Fiona, as I say, I do think you're one of the unsung sort of organisations in this country, and you're certainly a great spokesperson for them. Can you give us, if somebody needs to get in touch, can you just give us the details of that again?
Yes, I can, of course, and thank you. The website is www.legalaidboard.ie. And you can pop your details into our call back there and we will call you back. But absolutely also is there our Cork-based office there. It's one of the first that was ever opened, very experienced group of mediators in there. So you will get the telephone number for that. It's in the South Mall in Cork, and you'll get the number for there, and you can phone that office directly during opening hours.
Absolutely. Look, Fiona McCausland, thank you. Thanks a million for that. I really enjoyed that discussion. Thank you.
My pleasure. Bye.
Bye.